This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. We humans often navigate using road signs and GPS. Elephants, though, they can navigate over long distances using their incredible memories. An elephant never forgets, right?
But it's also been suggested here and there that maybe olfaction and their exceptional sense of smell is what's critical in these long-distance movements.
Connie Allen is a behavioral ecologist at the University of Exeter in the UK. She and her colleagues investigated that idea by testing African elephants' ability to tune in on a very specific smell, urine. You see, elephants pee a lot, up to 15 gallons a day, and that urine can contain an array of chemical cues. But first, to test all this, the researchers needed some pee. So they headed to a spot along Botswana's Boteti River and waited.
We would wait for elephants to urinate and within 20 minutes go and collect these fresh urine samples.
Then they set up camera traps on 7 elephant trails. You can actually hear an elephant brushing against a bush here. After observing the elephant's natural behavior on those paths, they noticed that a majority of them investigated scents along the trail, especially elephants traveling alone. And that's an indication, the researchers say, that scents may serve as signposts along the trail. Next, they placed those urine samples they'd gathered along the trails, and they found that for at least 2 days, passing elephants trained their trunks on the samples, especially samples from mature adults. That's another indication that scent might be a potent navigational cue. Their findings appear in the journal Animal Behavior. And based on these results, they hope conservationists might be able to use elephant pee as a decoy.
If we can trick elephants into thinking the path of other elephants is going this way, maybe we can redirect them away from at the moment where they are coming into conflict with humans.
They'll just have to see what happens once elephants get a whiff of that plan. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.